The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Wow, what a week we have had. I'm Mike Gallagher, I am exhausted. Are you tired?
I'm you have no idea how tired I am.
It's like my head is just spinning.
Suffering through this crap, and you know it's over now. The public portion of it is over. So they gave us the best they got. There's nobody else who's going to have any kind of other shoe dropping. There's nothing else that's going to come along. Zero, absolutely nobody has any evidence or any firsthand knowledge of the president directing anything to be done illegally, implicitly wrong, immoral. Nothing. We're at a place in history where it is virtually impossible to see the Democrats unwind this. I'm surprised, Joey, at the people who've been kind of arguing with me, saying Pelosi's going to step in. She's going to say there's no way we can impeach. And I'm like, there's no way. They can't afford to do that. Yeah. They'll get clobbered on that. So, you know, they got to go forward with impeachment. We've all seen now what the witnesses have said. Not to quote Gordon Sondland, who was their star witness, no one on the planet told him that President Trump expected a quid pro quo. No one. Everything was based on assumption, presumption, I think, my feelings. In fact, he quoted the president as saying the opposite. I don't want a quid pro quo. So we go into an impeachment. Now it comes down to timing. How long does it take? Do they do it over the holidays? Are they going to wait till the first of the year? Do they drag it out till right on the eve of the election? But I hope every single person listening to your tremendous radio show is able to appreciate the real dastardly, awful, ugly, nefarious effort this is. For all the talk about the Russians trying to impact the outcome of the election, the Democrats are trying to impact the outcome of the election.
Yep. That's all it is. That's it.
That's it. It doesn't go any further than that. They are trying to impact in an undemocratic way, in an un-American way. This is the antithesis of what it is to be the United States, Joey Hudson.
Yep.
It's the opposite of being an American. And it's shameful. And if we have any sense as American people, we will punish the Democrats at the ballot box, which is where this is where it's supposed to happen, on November 3rd, 2020. If not, you know, Americans have short memories. Maybe, you know, by June, July, August, September next year, maybe they're going to forget what the Democrats have put this country through.
Well, if so, we're going to be doomed. Here's what I think is going to happen. Lindsey Graham, and some of our listeners have been getting a little frustrated with Lindsey because they keep saying,
a little feisty.
When are you going to start your hearings? When are you going to start doing your investigation? I think after the first of the year, when we get through the holidays, I think that Lindsey and the Senate Judiciary, they're going to spring into action. That they've been quietly working, and they're going to tell the true story. They're going to tell us what actually happened, and I think that that's going to turn the whole thing around. If you aren't already aware of just how nuts the Democrats are, I think Lindsey Graham and the Senate Judiciary Committee, they're going to really fold back the curtain on the Democrats.
I agree with you 100%. In fact, we know that now coming up early December, we're going to have the FISA, all that abuse coming out. You're going to have the Inspector General's report. You're going to have testimony before Lindsey's committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I do trust him. I don't think he's going to turn around and stab President Trump in the back on this. He has been pretty consistent. Now, there's one quote attributed to Lindsey Graham that worries me, and it has to do with this stupid quid pro quo controversy. Because remember, Lindsey said, he's on record as saying, if there's a quid pro, if the president was connected to a quid pro quo, that would be a whole different matter. Remember when he said that?
I do, yes.
And they've already brought that up. Now, there still hasn't been one shred of evidence that the president directed a quid pro quo. But they've tried to make the case that anecdotally, it sure seemed like it, the circumstances, whatever, the meeting in the White House was conditional upon the all that stuff. I don't think Lindsey will take that path, because the other thing we got to remember is Lindsey also said, might I remind everybody, that Trump is a nut and can't be elected, and he's, you know, a kook and a monster. Remember back in 2016?
Oh, yes.
Lindsey Graham was no Trump fan.
No.
So he's capable of turning it around, and he's capable of sort of, you know, reflecting the will of his constituents and the American people. So if he does that, we're going to be in good shape. You may be right. And I think that your instincts are good, Joey, that all of this could turn on Senator Graham.
Yep. I think that's exactly. I mean, when you have things like we have learned in the last 24 hours where Inspector General Michael Horowitz has found evidence that this FBI lawyer changed this email to change the meaning of it.
Yep.
I think we're going to see more and more of that, because these people, this is the deep state. These people were quietly working to undermine Donald Trump because they couldn't stand the thought of saying Mr. President to Donald Trump.
Amen. And they are, and the Democrats are literally paying attention to data in real time. Yesterday I went through the fundraising over the last 60 days. The Democrats' bank account is anemic. I mean, they are in bad shape. They got about $8 million cash on hand. The Republicans have 300 plus million. They got lots in the bank. They've raised about five times more than the Democrats. And the Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi, they're watching this, Joey.
Yep.
I mean, the ratings, according to Nielsen numbers, the MSNBC Democrat debate, lowest ratings to date.
Yep.
Anemic. It was the very lowest ratings of the seven debates. Listen, Joey, they should have had the highest ratings, because this is the you're kind of focusing in on the actual viable candidates now. You're getting late in the game. The lowest ratings to date. And there's a brand new poll out, Emerson College poll, very reputable poll. There's a sharp swing in opposition to impeach among independents. A new national poll from Emerson finds voters independents having dramatic opposition to impeachment.
Yep.
You know, so now this poll shows more independent voters oppose impeachment rather than support it. Joey, this is Nancy Pelosi's worst nightmare. Remember, she's never been enthusiastic about impeaching the president. She knows what this looks like. They can't unwind this, Joey. They can't unring this bell. There is no way, after what they've dragged us through over the last month, that they're going to say, okay, never mind, we won't impeach him.
And those,
they're going to impeach.
Those independents are the ones who are going to allow Donald Trump to stay four more years in the Oval Office.
You better believe it. And if Mayor Pete does get the nomination, because he is surging, there's a lot of interest in Pete Buttigieg. If they give him the nomination, there's the election, because he does not get the black vote.
Yep.
Black voters don't like him. They don't like his record in South Bend. They just don't. They don't like him. Guess what? Trump's going to get a big chunk of the black vote. And it looks really good. So it's been a great week. It's been a tiresome week, as you said. I'm exhausted. Nap time at 12:01 today, but too many miles to go before I sleep. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend, my friend. And let's just keep fighting the good fight.